Good evening, and thank you all for being here. I'm very happy this evening to start off with some bright spots. April 1st was Prayer Professional Appreciation Day, a day to honor paraprofessional educators. I want to take this opportunity to extend a huge thank you to each and every one of our nearly 2,000 para educators and substitute paras in San Francisco Unified. Para, you guys, let's give them a big round of applause. Para is a prefix that comes from the Greek meaning side by side or beside. Para educators include family liaison, noon monitors, security aides, and teachers' assistants, to name a few, all of whom play a fundamental role to support our school communities. The positions range from working in the classroom to monitoring the students during lunch to supporting the students and families when conflicts arise. Our San Francisco Unified core values resonate deeply with our paras. They remain student-centered, staying focused on our students and their goals. Para educators fiercely support our students every day. They unite the classroom and advocate for their students. And most of our para educators come from the same communities our students call home, bringing the knowledge and willingness to best reflect and support our diverse student population. Please join me in appreciating our amazing para educators every day. Give them another big round of applause. This month, San Francisco Unified School District is proud to honor the lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender, two-spirit, intersex, queer, and questioning members of our community in celebrating LGBTQ Pride Month. For over 30 years, our district's LGBTQ student services has been pioneering ways to make our classrooms, schoolyards, sports facilities, and bathrooms welcoming and affirming for LGBTQ students and families. Pride is being celebrated in our schools by student groups like our Gender and Sexuality Alliances and Q groups, in our hallways with bulletin boards and door decorations, and in our classrooms with read aloud of books from the many queer, transgender, and intersex affirming titles on our library shelves, and by a district-wide poster contest. We are also holding virtual LGBTQ plus 101 virtual parent workshops and a high school LGBTQ plus student conference. At 555 Franklin, we are hosting the Trans Justice Art Exhibit by Forward Together on the first floor. The voices of our students lead the way as a reminder to us that while the pandemic has been challenging and we return to in person, we can and are continuing to celebrate the pride of our LGBTQ students and community members. For more information about SFUSD Pride and LGBTQ student services, visit https://www.sfusd.edu/lgbtq/. Bike and Roll to School Week is April 18th through April 22nd, and it's a time for students and around our entire city to celebrate getting around under your own power. Whether you're on a bike, scooter, wheelchair, or skateboard, it's healthy, green, and fun. Walking counts too. For ways that your school or community and students can participate, check out the activities and exciting prizes at https://sfbike.org/bikeandrollsf. San Francisco Unified masking guidelines are aligned with local and state public health guidance. You can find information and frequently asked questions on the district website. And as of April 2nd, indoor masking is recommended but not required. People may choose to wear a mask or not, and I'm asking that we respect everyone's right to do so. Finally, families who want to enroll their child for the next school year, 2022-23, can apply from now through May 2nd, 2022. This includes families new to SFUSD, as well as families who prefer a different school assignment than their main round assignment. To apply, please visit sfusd.edu/enroll. We're excited to announce that more families have applied this year than last year, and 88% of students who applied for kindergarten, TK, sixth grade, or ninth grade in the main round received one of their school choices. There is a school for every child in San Francisco Unified, and we're excited to welcome new families. President Lamb, that ends my announcements for this evening.